Years later, I would come to discover, as Robinson Crusoe did when he found Man Friday, that I was not alone in that world or on that island. I would discover, through reading naturally, that while I was sprawled, legs akimbo, in that chair with a book, Jamaica Kincaid was sitting in the glare of the Caribbean sun in Antigua, reading in that same way that I did, as though she was starving and the book was bread. Reading has always been my home, my sustenance, my great invincible companion. Book love, Trelope called it. It will make your hours pleasant to you as long as you live. Yet, of all the many things in which we recognize some universal comfort, God, sex, food, family, friends, reading seems to be the one in which the comfort is most undersung, at least publicly, although it was really all I thought of or felt when I was eating up book after book, running away from home while sitting in that chair, traveling around the world, and yet never leaving the room. I did not read from a sense of superiority or advancement or even learning. I read because I loved it more than any other activity on earth. By the time I became an adult, I realized that while my satisfaction in the sheer act of reading had not abated in the least, the world was often as hostile or as blind to that joy as had been my girlfriend's banging on our screen door, begging me to put down the book, that stupid book, they usually called it, no matter what book it happened to be.